You don't have to look very far in Paoli to see the community's pride for its schools. Right in front of the town's offices sits a ram, the high school mascot. But lately, that pride's been overshadowed by constant news about the district's finances. Interim Superintendent Gerald Jackson is frank about the situation.
If things hadn't changed in 19, they couldn't have paid the staff, okay?
Last summer, Casey Brewster, who served as superintendent at the time, resigned. The school board didn't provide many details, except to say Brewster was incompetent in the areas of academic progress and financial management. The district then brought Jackson on to serve in the role temporarily as they searched for a more permanent replacement. He's cut about 10% of the budget in less than a year through a combination of teacher layoffs, buyouts, retirements, and only buying supplies the district absolutely needs.
I have been known all my life to be kind of a tightwad, if you understand what I'm saying.
Jackson says he expects the district's general fund to finally be back in the black in the coming months, but there are still questions about the state of its finances. Paoli is among several school districts mentioned at the State House this week that could be put on a watch list as part of a school takeover bill called House Bill 1315. Like Gary and Muncie, enrollment continues to decline here. Over the past 20 years, the district's lost about 200 students, which is nearly 13% of the student body. And for the past several years, Paoli has received a C on its annual report card from the state.
When you see that C and everybody around you is a B or an A, where are they going? You know, anymore, you can send your child anywhere you want to.
Democrats who spoke against the bill this week warned that school districts like Paoli could be hurt by the bill. Muncie Representative Sue Arrington says she feels legislators representing the communities directly impacted were shut out of the conversation.
I'm concerned that even when we're showing improvement under our emergency manager, it doesn't seem to matter to the people in the General Assembly. And I think that's a bad sign.
The bill includes several changes in the governing of Muncie and Gary schools that strip the elected school boards of any power. Gary Teachers Union President Gleneva Dunham says that essentially takes away the community's input on the future of the school districts.
I'm a resident of Gary, citizen, born and raised there, voter, a taxpayer. So I think it's really unfair. I think it's unjust to strip the vote away.
Under House Bill 1315, a committee will outline factors it will use to analyze the financial condition of school corporations. Districts that appear to be heading toward financial distress could have to come up with a corrective action plan. The state board charged with overseeing those plans will meet behind closed doors when it receives reports on how schools are doing. Republican Representative Mike Karakoff says the measure will prevent more school corporations from ending up like Gary or Muncie.
It's a good bill. We're doing the right thing. $17 million really misused in Gary schools, and we've not been paying our bills. Or Gary's not been paying their bills up there. And all of us, students across the state, have been paying those bills.
That's a view that's shared by some outside of the State House. Jackson actually thinks the bill could be good for districts like Paoli. He takes comfort in knowing the state could be providing struggling schools more guidance.
They need to watch what's going on. And I know people talk about Big Brother watching you. You know, I read 1984 when I was a child, okay? But in this business, the school board is in control. They really are. But sometimes things can get out of control pretty quick.
Jackson's hopeful the cuts he's made will be enough to keep Paoli off any bad list. But it's a situation that will soon be out of his control. A new superintendent starts June 1st. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.